I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. Yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer, so join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Hey, welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. I just wanted to say that. Hi, welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. I am Samantha Gooden, and oh my goodness, hope you're doing good today. Today I'm going to be talking to you about what I'm doing differently in 2020. So at first I started thinking, maybe I should just give you a list of three things, and it turned to five things, and I'm at seven things that I'm doing differently. By now you guys are pretty caught up, and you should know by now that in 2019, the end of 2019, I lost the biggest account that my agency had overnight. $200,000 of work that was assured just disappeared, and a contract with value in many other hundreds of thousands also disappeared. Had a team of 20 people that I tried to hold on to for dear life. I gave all of the revenues and all of my savings, and I just tried everything I could to keep my company afloat, and it didn't happen. And so I said bye bye to my team and to my company and my life as I knew it. And I wound up spending 2019 going through the grief of that. I lost a lot of my confidence, and just started wondering how I could find my way out, how I could find my way back. ClickFunnels is a huge part of that story, because I was able to start making revenue in a whole new way in the online world. And that's something that I want to work with other women to do. I'm very passionate about that. But another thing that completely changed my life in 2019 was just saying, okay, how can I evaluate what has happened to me and how can I learn from it? So now that we're still relatively close to the start of 2020, for me, this is the beginning, because I've spent January brainstorming and in masterminds and out with people who are brilliant, right? So I've been spending time with my coaches face to face. Now that I'm back in Barbados, I've decided that I want to look and see what's different. You see, if 2020 is going to be my best year ever, I want to learn from my biggest mistakes. And then also, I want to just make some shifts in my actions and my activities and put myself into a winning spot, right? A winning place. So here goes. I want to share these things with you. Hopefully they help you the same way they're helping me. Now, let me just tell you, I haven't put these things in order of importance, because I think they're all important. So thing number one that I'm doing differently for 2020 is I am all about simplification and minimalism. So I gave up over 90% of all of the things that I owned in 2019. I gave them up and I went in pursuit of a 100% laptop lifestyle. So before that, I would usually go where client projects are. I lived in multiple countries at any given time when I had my projects. But last year, when I gave up everything, what little I had left, I put into storage, and I decided that I was going to be 100% laptop lifestyle. It's freed me up so much, because I have much less clothes. I have much less possessions. I'm not focused on all of these external things right now. And so for me, I've been able to focus on the things that are much more important. So it's not about having, the latest handbag. It's more about how I can become an even greater version of myself. I'm not so concerned about what people think about me. I just feel as if I can be a lot more authentic. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing this podcast the way I am doing the podcast right now, which is just sharing in a raw, open, honest way with you, because I feel like I've lost those vestiges. I've lost the shackles of those things, and I'm just free to be 100% of myself, So that's a big thing that I'm going to continue into 2020, which is just minimalism and simplification. I'm actually You know, I think if for those of you who are in this space, if you've ever heard of essentialism, then that's kind of what it is. Focusing my energy on the things that are most important, not doing things just for doing them, but, you know, really focusing on the things that are really important. So there's this quote that one of my mentors says all the time that really speaks to me. And it's, the powerful destruction of information is the essence of intelligent work, right? That's it. The powerful destruction of information is the essence of intelligent work. That's Ray Kurzweil. And for me, I think that's what minimalism and essentialism is, that we destruct, you know, we go into this process of destroying the information in our minds, destroying these constructs that we have put, that, you know, we tie our identity to, and breaking these down so that we become even more efficient and effective as human beings. I believe that's a big part of our work. And this is the intelligent work. It's work that I know many people don't necessarily like to do, but it's work that I'm given to doing. I want to be purposefully destroying information so that things can become simpler and I can have a level of minimalism. That's how I want to live and that's how I want to work. Okay, that's thing number one. Thing number two, I'm changing my schedule, right? So I'm actually giving myself blocks of time to be 100% creative. Now, this doesn't necessarily fall into any of the categories that I've seen some of the gurus teaching, but this is something that works for me. I actually need periods of time, even if it's a whole day of creativity. Like today was one of those days for me where I didn't book any client calls. I actually zoned in and focused on being creative, creating content, thinking about what I'm thinking about and thinking about how I want to apply those thoughts to the world. You know, that's really important to me. So today I wrote a song, which I can't wait to actually produce. And I would not have had space to do that level of creativity if I hadn't created that space in my schedule. And I found that last year and even the year before, like for the last several years as I've been pushing everything into my marketing company, I felt really burned out. And I'm like, why is it? It's because I haven't been giving myself avenues of creativity. So I'm being very purposeful with that this year, where I'm giving myself time to write poems and stories and songs and work on that stuff. So it's not just by the way, that it's actually an active part of my schedule. Another thing that's important to me is awareness, right? I want to be a lot more aware. Now, here's something that happened to me 2019, and I didn't realize what was happening or what had happened until I think it was like way too late. So, you know, I told you, I went through the pain of losing what felt like losing everything, losing my life, feeling lost, feeling like a total failure. You know, I just had no clue what or how I was going to just come back, because my child, this, you know, Scotch Bonnet was my child. I put everything into this. I put everything into it. You know, I was a hardworking woman who just put everything into her company, into her business. And when the major client contract went away, even though I still had smaller, you know, highly demanding clients, and I realized they were really sapping me of my energy. And then I entered several proposals. I mean, proposal after proposal after proposal for new work. And it just felt like nothing was coming through or nothing was coming together the way I wanted it. I had this long-term negotiation that was going back and forth, and it was also just sapping my energy. And I had to stop one day and take a look. And this is where the point of clarity and awareness came for me. I realized that I had to become more aware of where my time and my energy was going. So I closed contracts with highly demanding smaller clients because I realized that they were demanding more value from me than they were paying me. I also closed up the long-term negotiation, realizing that because it was dangling for so long without any returns, I had to remove myself from that because it was becoming very caustic for me. You know, it was actually becoming more an area of anxiety rather than closure, and it just didn't make sense for me. And I then made a decision to grow my online course, right? I even went there into that space, started doing well with marketing launch secrets, but then I also had to make an evaluation of my time and energy there to see, you know, like, where am I being sapped? And I recognize that having too many one-on-ones altogether totally and completely saps me of my energy and my focus, right? So awareness is kind of like the number three for me, and being aware of my time and energy, and being... What awareness allows you to do is to course correct quickly so you don't get stuck in a rut, you know? So that's another one for me. Number four, I'm being selfish. Now, I know this may sound weird, but being selfish, I think, is extremely important for us as women entrepreneurs, because our societies make it seem as if it's bad for us to be selfish. Being selfish just means putting yourself first. Most of us as women, we're not putting ourselves first. We're not asking questions that are right for ourselves. So we put everyone else ahead of ourselves. So for me, what does being selfish means? It means I'm making decisions that are in my best interest. It means I'm paying myself first, right? It means that I am ensuring that I am in the right energetic space, that I have the right money and the right time so that I can serve the people I believe that I've been sent to serve. And it's asking the questions that are the questions I want to ask. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, where kind of like you're in a room or you're in a space and you have the opportunity to ask a question or to be yourself, and then you kind of shy back or shy away from it. I've decided no more of that. I'm totally going to be selfish. I'm totally going to shine, and I'm going to shine 100%. And that in and of itself can feel like a selfish action if you're not willing to put yourself out there, right? Because it means you're going to step forward and take the limelight, and it means others may not have it. But if you're in that space, and this is how I speak to myself, if I'm in this space right now at this time with this message, then now is the time for me to step forward and to take the stage. So I'm being selfish. Number five that I'm doing differently, and this one is a really big one. I'm getting into more joint ventures and partnerships. So as you know, I'm starting from scratch, right? I'm starting my business from scratch, which means that I'm not as liquid as I may have been when I started my business the time before. And I don't have, you know, huge cash injections from investors and VC funding. I don't have that. So instead, I'm being a lot more creative about exchanging my time for time with other highly qualified individuals. So I'm going for expertise for expertise. I'm going to pursue like expert interviews and other team building opportunities with individuals who are a lot more experienced than I am in areas of expertise, and then partnering up with them. And I've found that this is becoming extremely valuable for me, so that I know I can't do everything I need to do as alone. So I'm creating a team, but I'm creating my team through partnerships and through other meaningful agreements. That's one of the things that another one of the things I'm doing. So number five is really big for me because I feel like it gives me the ability to do more with somebody else or with others than I could do alone. And then because many of the times, you know, these things are profit share agreements, it's a win-win situation for everyone involved. All right, number six, I am living by my entrepreneur framework. So this is something that became clear to me last year as I was going through the lessons that I was learning. I created the marketing launch formula, which I'll share with you. I just really kind of went through what are the most, you know, when I look at the most successful campaigns that I've worked on in my 10 plus, 15 plus years in marketing, communication, advertising, public relations, in all that time, what do they have in common? And my marketing launch formula is what I came up with there. But around the same time, I was also doing an evaluation about the entrepreneurial life. And I've come up with what I believe to be the entrepreneurial trifecta, right? I call it the ETF, the entrepreneurial trifecta framework. And simply, there are three key areas that I wish someone had told me about before I became an entrepreneur so that I could have these as part of my life. So part one of the entrepreneur trifecta, right? It is having a client acquisition plan. So a client acquisition plan is really all about ensuring that you have your beliefs aligned with the client's beliefs, right? So you clearly know who it is you're serving, but that you have a content distribution plan specifically for them. And you can do that through increased social visibility, where you recognize that social visibility is a part of your business. It is what you need to do. I'm actually presently working on a brand new course that I'm going to be releasing very soon. And this is a big part of what I'm going to be teaching women, that social visibility is your business. Content distribution is your business. Whether you're an entrepreneur or it is you want to get ahead in your business or in your career, because we are in the time of social currency. This is the attention age. And so having, you know, as part of the attention age and the social currency, you want to have this client acquisition plan. Essentially setting the bait and reeling them in. And that's where the client acquisition plan is. And being very specific about that. So I'm mapping that out. The other part of the trifecta is what I call the systematized sales process. So I just talked to you about the ideal client, but the systematized sales process is what I call the AV framework, where you drive authority and visibility, and then you know what happens when you get them in. What is the customer journey from the point now? You know, this is going to change product by product. From the point that they're introduced to the product to the point they use the product, and if you're going to have them in a resale process, going through the entire AV framework to make sure it's very clear that you have raised your authority in the mind of the customer, that you're able now not just to have them as leads, but then, you know, how are they going to pay you? What happens when they pay you? What's the experience that they have? Been very clear about that. And then the other part is an affiliate program. And this is the part that kind of keeps us afloat while we're getting the other two things right. While we have a clear client acquisition plan, which is going out there and saying, hey, 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 pay attention to me, right? And then as we have a clear sales process, which is after we have their attention, then we have a very clear way of getting them into the business. We want to have an affiliate program, something that is working on the back end to help us bring money in, so that while our core competency or our core program is growing and getting stronger, we also have financial support that's coming from elsewhere. And there are multiple ways that you can do that. There are really great affiliate programs out of there. One of them, that the primary one I'm going to be using, is ClickFunnels, and being much more aggressive and intentional around doing that. So that's my number six. And then number seven is, I recognize, you know, I told you about time and energy earlier. I'm actually putting myself into like this 90-day sprint cycle. I'm doing this very differently. So usually for business, I would set longer term goals. And even though I would do a review of where I am every 90 days, I wouldn't have specific 90-day goals. Neither would I specifically be doing 90-day reviews, but that's something I'm going to be doing very, very differently this time around. So I'm going in 90-day sprint cycles. That also helps me because I recognize that to manage my energy, I do well with short bursts over time and then giving myself a downtime and then to go again, right? That may not be how it works best for you, but that's how it works best for me. So having 90-day sprint cycles and being very targeted about that is another one of the things that I'm doing differently in 2020. Oh my goodness. And just, you know, now that I've itemized these things and I'm thinking them through, there are quite a few other things that I'm actually changing for 2020. And I can't wait to be able to measure these things and to see what they're like. So I'll update you and let you know how that goes. You know, the whole reason that I'm sharing this with you is hopefully it can help you. And maybe my things won't be what you use, but make sure that you are aware of the things that you're going to do differently in 2020 and the way that you can systemize things. Because it really is about systems over goals. It's not just about you saying you want to make $1 million this year. It's about putting systems in place so you can actually make the $1 million. And for me, whether it's the simplification, the 90-day sprint cycles, having greater awareness, you know, the trifecta, being selfish, making sure I have the right partnerships and JVs, or just changing my schedule, all of those things are going to be really powerful and important for me as I go into 2020. This is a journey, but I'm really excited about it. All right, guys. So listen, My message this year is all about the launch, and I am seeking to create Launch Nation, which is for women who are ready to launch their lives and live in passion. I want to create this space where women also launch into love to be fulfilled, and that's loving themselves and being in loving relationships. I also want to create this place where women can launch their brands, right? And really feel confident in who they are. And then also I want to launch and help women to launch the business so that they can make money. Making money is important. Making money is important. I think we should make money and do good. So that's what the launch is. That's what Launch Nation is. Launch Nation is all about us creating this container of confidence where we can go to the next level in life. That's what it's all about. This is Marketing Launch Radio. You know what? You should come check out my free group, which is, what's the free group name? You should come check out my free group, which is Launch Academy for Women. And there's some other cool stuff happening. You know what? I'll tell you about it right after this. I grew up performing on stage, and for as long as I can remember, I've been writing poetry or reading poetry or reciting it, writing songs and stories, but I didn't always share my heart. You know, when you grow up performing, sometimes it can be difficult to be your open and authentic self. But now I'm redesigning who I am and who I want to be and how I want to serve the world. And I've created an online space where I can be 100% of myself in a supportive community of female entrepreneurs, marketers, coaches, and consultants, all who have the same goal of launching into the best version of themselves. Now, if you'd like to experience me in this kind of community, almost one-on-one, and get my exclusive trainings, workshops, and the insider scoop on things, then go to thelaunchacademyforwomen.com. Thelaunchacademyforwomen.com. Go right there. You'll find out what we do, who we are. I'd love you to be part of the Launch Nation right there. See you.